I'm feeling so excited, a bit nervous. It's a bit weird seeing yourself on telly, but I feel like it's going to be such a fun watch.
Yeah. Is there anyone that we should look out for tonight that makes a big impression? Because it's always fun watching what people rock up with.
Oh, there are a few interesting entrances. Yeah. We've got Cupid himself rock up on the rose petal path there.
Did he only rock up with one arrow, though? Because I'm sure he wasn't expecting two lovely ladies to be at the end of the red carpet.
No, yeah, he only came with one arrow, luckily, because he was, you know, it's not a thruple situation we put ourselves in.
Yeah, tell us about that. Were there some ground rules that you had to set for the two of you?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about ground rules, but we definitely had a chat beforehand. And I think for us, we want both of us to find love, and we wanted to do it in a way where we weren't, like, hugging each other's grass, making out with the same boys, dating the same guys, like that would just be weird. And so going into it, we just wanted to get to know all the boys and let them get to know us and just see where the boys' heads are at too, because, you know, it's two bachelorettes and, yeah.
So do you two have different tastes in men, or do you find that, you know, certain men catch both your eye?
Oh, we have very different tastes in men. I think we want the same qualities and morals and values out of a fella, but respect, trust, all those kind of things. But for me, Ellie here. I typically go for. You can probably tell by my Bogan accent.
No, not at all. Down to earth is what you sound That's what I would say.
That's what you would put on a Tinder profile.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess for me, I typically go for a bit of a sporty bloke. Mm. I don't mind a tradie. Someone who likes to be outside and do activity.
Is there any scissor, paper, rock action going on when you have to decide, look, he's caught both of our eyes. We need to decide who gets him.
No, not at all. There were a couple of instances where we were like, oh, he's cute, but we kind of just looked at each other and we'll both have a chat to him and just see where we go. Yeah.
So, Becky, was there any conversation within your family about the possibility of there ending up with two weddings at the end of this? And is there some form of payment plan?
Oh, goodness. I reckon Dad would be over the moon. He's been wanting grandkids forever. So.
Oh, really?
He's already got his swing tree picked out. He's had that ready for a few years now.
Oh, that is so cute.
My heart.
Oh, wow. Hey, I actually lost track because I was thinking how cute that is, that your dad's just such a romantic.
It's like when mums already start buying the baby clothes and you haven't even actually met a partner yet to produce. Actually, Ali, speaking of a tradie catching your eye, obviously it's been running in the promos that you run into a familiar face. The first thing, I actually spoke to Josh about this yesterday. It kind of felt like, you know, when you're still friends with an ex, but you start putting up some photos when you've, you know, maybe dropped a dress size or you got a haircut and, you know, you're looking your best self. Did you have one of those moments where you're like, I don't know if it's going to go any further, but now you get to check me out?
Well, like, he wasn't my ex for a start. I knew Joey, prior to coming on the show. Mm. We have some mutual friends and, a little bit of history, but we weren't dating or anything serious. And, like, I certainly didn't know that he was coming on the show. Like, it was a big surprise for us both on the night. We were like, there you are, g'day. How you going?
Good to see you again. Yeah.
Oh, ladies, we can't wait to watch you two at the end of the red carpet and hopefully at the end of the series both find love. The Bachelorette starts 7:30 p.m. tonight on 10. Ali and Becky, thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
Oh, thanks for having us.